The person the Arizona Board of Regents would like to be the University of Arizona's next president is on the Tucson campus today. His name is Dr. Robert Clayton Robbins. He's currently president and CEO at the Texas Medical Center and is a longtime cardiac surgeon. With me for just a few minutes to talk about that is Ann Ryman, who covers higher ed for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems like the Regents really stepped outside the box with this decision. Who is Robert Clayton Robbins and why did they make this choice?
Well, he is president of what is the largest medical center in the world. And I think they really went with him because, the U of A has two medical schools. They're well known for, their medical research. And they really, I believe, want to kind of take this to the next level.
So that choice then tells us a lot about how the Regents see the U of A's short-term future. They see that as kind of the point of emphasis.
Yes, and, the Regents were very clear that both candidates were quite impressive. The ASU vice president of research, he has an impressive background as well. He's a very dynamic person. And, under him, ASU has had a record research, $518 million in the last year. So I think the sense I got is these were two both very strong candidates.
And how popular was this job overall? Because, we've heard, of course, about university funding being cut in Arizona. Ann Weaver Hart had controversies of her own. Did the Regents indicate they got a lot of good applicants for this?
They did, actually. They had 40 solid prospects that they considered for the job. And these were anybody from, internal candidates who had applied to some people that were kind of outside the box, like business leaders. So they were saying, it makes the job difficult to narrow down from there, but it's a good problem to have.
Is there any reason U of A has its own issues, its own concerns, its own challenges? NAU, ASU, is there any importance to how Dr. Robbins might work with Dr. Crow or others?
He has an impressive track record, according to Regents Chairman Greg Patterson, of leading, the Texas Medical Center. And that's an enormous enterprise. I mean, they have 109,000 or more employees, so it's much, much larger than the University of Arizona is, actually.
So we've talked a little bit about his background, and it sounds very different from the current U of A president, Ann Weaver Hart, who's been involved in some of those controversial things. Did it seem as if the Regents wanted to get as far away from that as possible? And as a second question, does this sort of get Ann Weaver Hart out of the position a little bit sooner?
Well, they wanted to, once she in June announced that she wanted to step down, they were eager to get a new president in and just have him begin. So I think all along there was the idea that, if they did the search and they found somebody that they thought was, an excellent candidate for the job, then they would actually bring them in earlier because her contract actually doesn't expire until June of 2018.
Is there anything that could hold this up, that some sort of scenario that doesn't end with Dr. Robbins taking the job?
I don't see it at this point. I mean, it isn't final, obviously. On Monday, they're going to vote to start contract negotiations with him, and then they won't actually vote on his final contract until April 6th. So at this point, he's the sole finalist. But again, this isn't a final decision.
But in essence, we get to this stage, and both sides are dancing with each other, and it seems like they'll keep dancing, right?
Yeah, they probably would not have gone forward, with the vote yesterday if there wasn't a really good indication that, he's the candidate for the job.
Ann Ryman covers higher ed for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. She's been updating us on the Arizona Board of Regents' choice to be the next president of the University of Arizona. Ann, thanks.
Thank you.